I was lucky enough earlier today to chat with Example, who is coming all the way from the UK to play as a part of Symphony in the Domain. Some pretty big names on that little list. There's Basement Jack, Starude, Example, Lady Six, The Dudes. It's a great thing. Also, Auckland Philharmonia are being conducted by Sarah Grace Williams to perform Symphony No. 6. It's your favourite electronic tracks, reimagined with a full orchestra. So it's well worth an investigation. Tickets are on sale now, and you can grab them through the website. But yeah, head along to Symphony in the Domain, and I just feel very lucky to talk to a highly influential electronic artist who was just bursting with life and energy, and it was a real pleasure. So here's that interview now. Tell us what you do, Example, for those who don't know what your music is like.
Oh, wow. I mean, if you don't know, you've probably been living under a rock or you've just come out of a cryogenic freezer. I sort of make every genre of dance music because I get bored easily. So I just switch to whatever genre I'm feeling that particular week and I rap and sing over the top of it. And when I perform live, I just try and get everyone to have the best party ever.
I love that as a creative process, kind of just whatever you feel like.
Yeah, I think so many people feel so restricted, like, you know, if you're into techno, then you just make techno, and then you're in drum and bass, you just make drum and bass, and if you make hip hop, you just make hip hop. But I didn't feel like part of a clique at school. Never felt like part of a clique in the music world, so it's great.
How liberating.
Yeah, it's great. You just, every time you go in the studio, it's a blank canvas.
A lot of your music is very high energy. Do you have to find that you have to tap into a high energy version of yourself to create music?
I think the way that I, when I'm in the studio, I mean, like, I've probably made like 500 songs over the last 20 years. There's only maybe 200 of those been released, but what I used to do is just sort of catch a vibe with the producer or the songwriter or the artist I was working with at the time. But really now what I do is I just try and write something that I think's gonna be good performed live. And the way that I try and create that is, you know, maybe once we've got the riff or the bass line or the drums or whatever, I've come up with a phrase or some melody, I just shout it out and I imagine performing it. I put my hands in the air, close my eyes, turn the music up really loud. And if you can imagine a crowd in a club or in a field somewhere, singing it back to you, then usually that's sort of on the money.
So you've worked with some remarkable artists over the years. Do you want to tell us some highlights?
Oh, probably, do you know there's some like random ones like that people wouldn't expect, like sort of legendary ones, like Faithless. When I worked with them, they produced a few tracks for one of my albums, and that was mind-blowing. And then Graham Coxon, who played guitar for Blur, he played guitar on one of my albums. That was a bit mind-blowing. Pet Shop Boys, I did a track on their album. To be honest, it's just like, you know, there's like the obvious ones, like, you know, Scream, when dubstep was the biggest thing in the world, working with him. And obviously Calvin Harris, you know, in terms of big names. But there's just been so many random ones over the years in terms of ones that if you'd have told my sort of 15-year-old self that I was going to do these sort of collabs, I never would have believed you.
Those are some massive names you've worked with.
Yeah, it still blows my mind, to be honest. And like, there's some that you even forget about and then you're like, oh, yeah.
Do you still get starstruck by some of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's like, I get starstruck, but more like, not really meet with musicians, but more like, maybe because I've just met so many over the last 20 years, I'm maybe a bit spoiled by it, but like Hollywood actors and like Premier League footballers, I'm still a bit like, oh my God, there they are.
And they also know who you are.
Yeah, and then I'm always surprised when they know who I am. I'm like, how do you know who I am? And they're like, of course I know who you are. And then I'm like, oh wow, I didn't know people knew me.
What's different about performing live as opposed to being in the studio?
Well, some people love being in the studio and hate going on tour. Like, I know a lot of people who would rather be locked away and just create. You know, some people get into the studio at 6 p.m. and they're there till 5 a.m. smoking, drinking, playing guitar, writing multiple songs. I've never been that guy. I'm more like, I like to get in the studio at like midday, be done by 5 or 6, And I studio is an important part of my job. It's, you know, I can't do it without it, but I don't really like being there. But I do love being on stage. Yeah, I'm like, I think because I'm writing the lyrics, I'm obviously getting to tell my story. And then I've been doing it so long now that by the time I get on stage, it's like, you know, I do an hour set. You're hearing songs from over 20 years or approaching 20 years, and you're hearing every genre. You're hearing house and techno and dubstep and drum and bass house and garage, and they're all different parts of my life and journey. And we just try and package it in a way where it just energizes people. I think some people don't maybe pay attention to the lyrics so much, and they just haven't, you know, feel the vibe. And then some people are really into the story behind everything as well.
Everyone would listen differently, I suppose. That is
true. And the main thing is if I look at a crowd, whether there's 100 people or 50,000, I just try and get everybody jumping and having the best time.
By the sounds of things, you love performing live.
Yeah, I just don't like the flights and the hotels constantly, to be honest. I'm 42 and I've been doing this so long. I would much rather be at home with my family, but there's, you know, swings and roundabouts. I have one of the best jobs in the world, so I can't really complain about that. It's just, I love the being on stage aspect of it.
Are you excited to come to Auckland and perform as a part of Synthony?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I've been to NZ probably 20 times. I've played Auckland maybe 6 or 7, but this is going to be the biggest crowd I've ever performed to. I know it's a beautiful venue. Obviously, get to support this amazing orchestra, but then, you know, doing my set, Basement Jack's there, Darude's there, and then I get to go on again at the end and perform a track with the orchestra in front of, I don't know, what, 20,000 people or something. So yeah, gonna be a huge buzz for me. It'd be the biggest crowd I've ever done.
It's a really incredible event, and we are so fortunate that you are coming to play it.
I feel lucky that after so long, people still want to book me. So I'll just put all my effort into it.
The music stands true.
I think some people have big hits and then the music doesn't age so well. I've been lucky that my music sort of stood the test of time, and hopefully it still will in another 10 years.
I think that's also the glory in not committing to one genre or one sound.
Not take yourself too seriously, you know? Take my work very seriously, as in I want to deliver the best show possible. And, you know, give value for money and have everyone have a good time. But, you know, I'm just another guy, just, you know, on stage having fun. I just want people to see me as someone else at the party. You know what I mean?
Massive shout out to Example. What a legend. Loved his energy, loved his vibe. I'm going to play one of his latest releases right now. It's he's playing alongside Beyond Chicago, but I highly recommend you head along to that. It's electronic music like you never heard it before. Skyscraper by Example. Shout out for talking to me.
Missed another flight. Money, you dumb. Yeah, she was a gun, so trust me, that's alright. Yeah, we went front ways, sideways, baby, high all night. Don't think twice, she look in my eyes and said, just hold on tight. Just being next to you is all I want. Just being next to you is all I want. Just being next to you is all I want. Steve.